I'm Chris McIntyre from 105.3 KFM, and your teacher is October's KFM Teacher of the Month. Yeah! Congratulations. Oh,
thank you so much. How exciting.
Colleen nominated. So we've got a bouquet there from the Cooks and Company. That's the Big Red Apple Award.
It's like a dream come true.
Art Defined is giving you a little desk caddy.
Thank you.
And we've even got pencils for all the kids. Do you guys use pencils?
Yes.
All right, you could use pencils. All right, and we've got this little bag there for you, and there's the nomination. And we've got Nicole from Tompkins State Bank.
On behalf of Tompkins State Bank, we'd like to congratulate you on Teacher of the Month. There's a $100 gift card for you to be able to use in your classroom. So
thank
congratulations.
You so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm flabbergasted. What a... I don't even know what to say. It's really nice to be recognized. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Congratulations. How many years have you been teaching?
About 100.
It's like it sometimes, doesn't it?
I think this is my 26th year.
All here at Galesburg?
No, 23 in Galesburg. Yeah.
How has teaching changed from when you got in to now?
Well, we certainly do a lot more group activities, and learning is a lot more active, I think. We don't really do so many worksheets, and it's not just listening to me teach. The kids are very active in their own learning, so I would say that's a big shift.
Is it more challenging now or when you first started?
Well, I've actually always found teaching to be pretty stressful because it's such a big responsibility, so I don't know that it's gotten harder. It's always been challenging, but a real calling.
What advice would you give new teachers?
To get lots of sleep if you can, and to really work hard to get to know your students.
Yeah, it's important to know the you're not just teaching them, you're building relationships with them.
Yes, yeah, building relationships is key.
Well, once again, congratulations for being named Teacher of the Month.
Thank you so much.
Colleen Noonan talks about why she nominated Heather.
I feel like she is a sensitive, attentive, always in tune with what needs the children have. And I feel like she addresses tough issues and she doesn't shy away from really what we need to be talking about in this day and age.